Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Hey guys, welcome back. I am alive. I survived last weekend. So this kind of relates, you'll see in a second. But my favorite show when I was a little bit younger used to be Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I mean, come on, those kids were super smart, and I was always, like, kind of jealous, kind of impressed, like, I wanted to be one of those kids. And so when this thought came to my head this weekend, and then I remembered that this giant fad for alkaline drinking water has become a thing, I knew this was a topic I wanted to tackle on the podcast. So as I mentioned just a second ago, last weekend, I had my ring dunk, and one of my friends, who I won't name, was gifted a bottle of Smart Water to help cure her hangover. And ever since then, she's been drinking it. I mean, she literally has a bottle with her at all times. Like, she goes around, you'd think that it was, like, the cure, like, the fountain of youth drinking water, the way she drinks it. I swear, she claims it helped her skin, it helps her focus, it tastes great. She's obsessed. And I figured she couldn't be alone in this trend for smart water, so that is what has brought us here today.
Let's get snobby.
Okay, so let's talk about smart water. I mean, how smart is it really? What does smart even mean? What makes it smart? What is it? Is it going to make me smart? Should I drink this religiously? Will my GPA go up if I drink this? Is it worth the price? I needed all of these answers after talking to insert random name of friend here. And I got them all for you. And of course, I'll share them with you. But before we do that, let's start with the basics of water, shall we? Okay, so you probably know that the body is about 60% water, give or take. You're constantly losing water from your body, from sweat and urine and other things like that. But we rely on water to help lubricate our joints, regulate temperature, care for the brain and spinal cord. And without enough water, we would be dry, unfocused, unenergized, and creaky. Sounds like fun, not. So to prevent this, you need to drink water, and adequate amounts of it. Health authorities claim that we should drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water, which is about 2 liters or half a gallon. This is called the 8x8 rule, and it's been something that's been passed on for years and years. It's easy to remember, but not really scientific. That's not the main topic of this episode, so I won't really get into that. I mean, it's a fine enough estimate, but yeah, that'll do. Like, it'll do. Okay. But now let's get into the meat of this topic, and a little terminology. So when it says purified water, that means it's nothing more than municipal sourced water, aka filtered tap water, and then they add back low levels of electrolytes. All purified water companies are pretty much the same because they all do the same idea of distilling everything out, or filtering everything out, and then putting things back into it. Now, distilled water, sometimes called demineralized water or deionized water, is water that has everything removed, ions, minerals, and it's literally the purest form of water that you can get. It actually has nothing in it besides water. Nothing good, nothing bad. That means no contaminants, no bacteria, which is good, but also no minerals or nutrients. With that being said, now let's get on into the myths. Alright, myth 1. All water tastes the same. No. No, 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 no. And if you didn't get the point, no. Okay, let's get political about this and name some names. Aquafina. When it's been tested for its water acidity, it's come up as acidic. This means that although you can drink it, it's not really preferred for your body. A better option is water that is neutral, which is pH 7, or basic. For reference, Aquafina, as well as Dasani and Voss, are all acidic. There's nothing wrong with these, as I mentioned, but it would be better to pick a more neutral bottled water. So that could be Smart Water, which is pretty neutral, and or Evian. I don't know how to pronounce that today for some reason. But it's also a good choice because it's neutral. And obviously, you know, like water in Texas is different than water in Florida, which is different than water in New York because of soft and hard water and all that good stuff that I don't really know that much about, but I know it affects the way water tastes. So, on to myth two. It's better for my health to drink alkaline water as opposed to other waters. Gosh, okay. This is false. There is no scientific study or research that has backed this up. I mean, so if you don't know, alkaline water is water that has a pH of 8 or above, which is higher than pH of regular water, which is 7. If you don't know what pH is, it's a level that measures how acidic or alkaline or base a substance is on a scale of 0 to 14. So, how do they make water more basic? Well, water is a combination of hydrogen and oxygen. That's why it's called H, as in hydrogen, two of them, and O, oxygen. The amount of hydrogen ions in the water is measured as pH. So alkaline water has less hydrogens, or a higher pH number, than regular water would. These waters have become popular because research, and if you could see me, you would see giant air quotes because this research is not really research, shows that an alkaline diet is generally good for health. But it's just not sounds, I mean, it sounds plausible, yes. It sounds sciencey, so it gives like this intuitive appeal that, and that is why people fall for it. And alkaline water companies love to make vague claims that it will energize you and detoxify you and lead to superior hydration. And some claim that these waters can even present headaches and cure cancer. That's a lot for your water to do, if you ask me. If that wasn't enough, it also supposedly reduces acid in the bloodstream, improves metabolism, increases energy, slows aging, improves digestion, and reduces bone loss. But these health claims about alkaline water are way more about cells than they are about science at all. I mean, let's think about it. Your body, on its own, can keep your pH levels at an even rate. I mean, your kidneys are built-in filtration systems, right? It's their job to balance acid levels in your body. If your blood gets too acidic, your body brings it down by breathing out more carbon dioxide. Your stomach is a great equalizer. Your gastric juice is in there. A combination of digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid neutralize everything you eat and drink. Basically, your stomach will reacidify alkaline water before it can even do any of these health claims that it promises it can do. So, although alkaline drinking water is safe to consume and may be tastier at times, it could also produce negative side effects. For example, your pH level of your stomach is low. This is so that it can kill bacteria and expel undesirable pathogens from entering your bloodstream. If you alkaline this too much, then it will lose those side effects. Additionally, an over excess of alkalinity in your body can cause gastrointestinal issues and skin irritations. It also could agitate the body's normal pH and begin to lead you into metabolic alkalosis. Okay, on to our last myth of the day. Myth 4. Not to like solely pick on Smart Water here, but it's the brand that I personally hear the most claims about, so yeah. Here we go. Smart Water is supposed to be better for you than regular water because of its extra ingredients. It boasts of the fact that it can have a distinct taste and also offer more benefits than average bottled water or tap water can. The manufacturer also claims that it has all been distilled by vapor and is obtained from municipal water systems. The water is apparently wholly rid of all of its components, apart oxygen and hydrogen, and after that, the company adds the extra ingredients, which are potassium bicarbonate, calcium chloride, magnesium chloride. Don't be fooled. These electrolytes that they're adding do not have the effect of Gatorade. It is solely done for taste, because even on the nutrition label, it still reads 0 milligrams of sodium. So if your bottle claims to have zero sodium, then how can it have enough electrolytes, which are salts, to help replenish your body? The hard truth about this water is that it's exactly like the water from your tap at home, but with the smart water price attached to it. I mean, it literally came from the creator's mouth himself. Smart water starts out as tap water before undergoing the vapor distillation process. While electrolytes are ions essential to the body, they are only ever beneficial to actual athletes. People who undergo rigorous endurance training often burn through energy and mineral stores so much throughout the day that they need to constantly supply themselves with smart water electrolytes to keep going. His words, not mine. But I mean, is this even relevant if you think about it? I mean, our bodies are very efficient at getting the nutrients and vitamins we need from our food sources. Why does it need to come from our water sources as well? It's not an effective way to store vitamins in our body as well either. So, I mean, if you swear that it tastes better and does better and makes you perform better, then that's good for you. But it's pretty much basically a placebo effect and something to make you feel good about spending so much on your water, if you ask me. But, I mean, you do you. It seems like the water in the Smart water bottle isn't that amazing. I mean, it's not going to raise your IQ, which I thought. That's what I was, like, researching, hoping to find, that it would be somehow make my brain smarter. I don't know. And it's definitely not going to replenish all of your nutrients. And if you just eat, right, or take vitamins, then you won't need these nutrients at all. So why not spend more money on actual good, healthy food instead of just expensive, genetically engineered water? But that's my opinion. So yeah. Consider this myth slid. I mean, if you really wanted to, you could add vitamins to tap water yourself. You could purchase packets of vitamins or electrolytes in a single serving size. Or, if you don't get enough calcium from dairy sources, you could add calcium as well. These packets are cheaper than purchasing smart water or any other electrolytic water. And your other vitamins, like magnesium and stuff, can be taken in supplements. So, basically what I'm saying here is there are better, cheaper, more efficient ways to get these things that smart water is promising you. So, is smart water really good for you? While it may seem like these smart waters are helpful to keep your body healthy, the most important thing is to keep your body hydrated and sustain an intake of healthy fluids. Avoid sodas and enhanced sports drinks is crucial to keep your body running smoothly. Whether or not your water has minerals added to it won't contribute that much to your body's processes. And bottled smart water may not be the answer to your hydration needs, since filtered tap water can be just as beneficial for you. I mean, for the occasional times when you're dehydrated, hungover, or haven't gone under an intense exercise regimen, then sure, electrolytic water can be helpful to help replenish those fluid losses. But on an everyday basis, definitely not. And surely not for the price as well. At least for me, I will stick to my reusable water bottle filled with water from my house. But if you have the extra money and you're feeling fancy, I mean, like I said before, you do you. Well, that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye!